ओम शांति। प्यार के सागर बाबा,
दादा इज द ओशन ऑफ लव।
बर्थडे मनाने
एंड ही इज कमिंग टू सेलिब्रेट हिज बर्थडे एंड आवर बर्थडे।
आज हम इस समय को बहुत आनंद में व्यतीत करेंगे।
वी विल स्पेंड दिस मोमेंट विद लॉट ऑफ ब्लिस।
बाबा से वरदान भी लेंगे जन्मदिन पर गिफ्ट।
एंड वी विल ऑल्सो टेक गिफ्ट फ्रॉम बाबा ऑन आवर बर्थडे।
संकल्प भी लेंगे भविष्य।
एंड वी विल ऑल्सो टेक सम थॉट्स फ्रॉम बाबा फॉर आवर फ्यूचर। वी विल ऑल्सो गिव गिफ्ट टू बाबा।
हम दोनों का जन्मदिन है तो
वी बोथ आर हैविंग अवर बर्थडे। वी विल ऑल्सो टेक गिफ्ट फ्रॉम बाबा एंड वी गिव गिफ्ट टू बाबा।
तो आज का समय हम सभी के जीवन के लिए यादगार बन जाए।
एंड टुडेज मोमेंट विल बिकम अ मेमोरियल इन आवर लाइफ। With very beautiful experiences, we will going to spend this time.
इतना समय, दो घंटे तो पूर्ण रूप से बाबा के साथ।
For 2 hours completely, we will be sitting with Baba. We will be sitting with God's vibrations.
जिसके क्षणिक दर्शन भी मनुष्य को आनंदित करने वाले।
Even a glimpse of God's vision satisfies human beings and makes one's mind filled with zeal and enthusiasm.
जिनको इन आँखों से नहीं देखा जा सकता।
God who cannot be seen through these eyes, we will see Him through our true divine eye. And in order to listen to His voice, we have been searching for Him and trying to listen to Him for both of our birth. Now sitting here for so long time, we will be listening to Him. And this is God's sustenance which we will experience today. We'll go with a very beautiful topic.
सबसे पहले
फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल
समय को पूर्ण सफल करने के लिए
इन ऑर्डर टू बेनिफिट दिस टाइम इन ऑर्डर टू हैव द गिव एंड टेक ऑफ गिफ्ट।
जैसे बाबा अवतरित होते
हैं जस्ट एज बाबा इनकार्नेट
वैसे ही मैं आत्मा भी
सिमिलरली इवन आई द सोल आई एम इनकार्नेटेड इन दिस बॉडी। Baba was in the corporeal form and Baba many a times used to have this drill. Just as I come from the supreme abode in the body of Brahma, similarly you the souls have also incarnated in this body and you will all sit in this experience completely detached and have a thinking. Just as Baba has incarnated for transforming the world, He has incarnated to establish the golden aged world. Even we have incarnated to establish purity, to make the elements pure, to bring the world of peace and happiness, we have been incarnated here. So for quite few moments, we will sit in this good feeling. We will now feel, I the soul, I am coming down the supreme abode. Look at yourself, a sparkling star is descending. I am now sitting in the center of my forehead.
मैं परम पवित्र हूँ.
I am a supremely pure soul.
मुझसे चारों ओर पवित्र
The vibrations of purity is being spread onto all the corners.
मैं
This body is separate. I, the soul, am separate. I have entered this body. And this thought and this practice is very beautiful, and it will make us to forget our past. We have to have a very deep thinking. And just as the psychologists say that at this time 90% of the people remain in the past and we live in the present. Let anything bitterness of the past not disturb us in the present and even not disturb us in our future. So we all have to think how beautiful is our future. We have a very beautiful song. Think who you have found and who is your companion. Whom did you meet while moving along? We will take the bliss of this meeting. We don't know when this meeting will get over, and therefore we shouldn't be away from this meeting. Life is a beautiful journey. I'll give you three thoughts. There are many old brothers and sisters who have come from abroad who are sitting here, and there are also many old brothers and sisters from Bharat. Life is a journey. Life is a game. Life is a struggle. In the end of the Iron Age, life is a struggle. Life is a struggle for many. And that too for 90% of human beings, life is a struggle. In order to enjoy the life journey, we have to make Baba as our companion in this journey. It is a very small thing. We only have to come in this awareness. We have to start remembering him that Baba is my companion. Nothing else. And we will start experiencing something new. And in order to make this experience very natural, for a few days, every day, once, we have to remember to ourselves that Almighty Authority is my companion. God friend is my companion. The ocean of love is my companion. The one who reforms the spoils is my companion. The bestower of fortune is my companion. With whatever thoughts we continue to remember him, the same experience will work. The life is a game. There is victory and defeat in game. There is success while playing. There is praise and defamation while playing. There is the combination of both. We have to accept the both. We will all have a very good thought. Everyone wants to gain victory in their own life. No one wants to get defeated. And human beings do not accept any defeat. The one who never gets deceived, and his victory will welcome him. And therefore, when we are deceived, that deceiving will make us more powerful.
हर हार तुम्हारे गलों गले में विजय का हार डालने वाली हो जाए ऐसी अपनी मेंटालिटी को बनाते हैं.
So we have to make a very pure mentality. We should never become upset that we have been deceived. We have to accept victory and defeat. There is victory and defeat. We don't worry about we are defeated and we don't have that much of praise that we have gained victory. So both, we have the combination of both in our life journey. We have to learn to be successful more. And some human beings, they become unsuccessful and they learn everything being unsuccessful to become successful. And we now have to open the doors to success. Life is a struggle. In this struggle, in order to gain victory, we have to use the divine weapons of knowledge and yoga, and that is with everyone. I would only say that there is a battle with Maya, battle with circumstances, battle with the relationships, battle within our own mind. But I have to consider myself to be a victorious jewel. God is my companion and my victory is certain. And not only once, I have gained victory many a times. And if God is my companion, God is with me, then the victory is my birthright and I should have this confidence and full faith on Baba will make us to gain victory. I am Master Almighty Authority and with this experience we will have constant success and for few moments we will accept this. Baba has placed his hand on my head and said, see, Baba's hand being placed on your head. Baba says, children, my all powers is with you. Let us now accept this.
परमात्म शक्तियाँ मेरे पास
हैं. God's power is with me.
सबसे अधिक शक्तिशाली शिव बाबा.
शिव बाबा is the most powerful one. And the second number is mine.
बिल्कुल स्वीकार कर ले.
We will definitely accept this with the inner mind.
मैं बहुत शक्तिशाली हूँ.
I am very powerful.
माया से भी अधिक शक्तिशाली.
I am more powerful than Maya.
और समस्याओं से भी अधिक.
And I am also more powerful than the situations or the circumstances. So we will realize this. We will feel this.
शक्तियों की लाल किरणें चारों ओर.
The red rays is being spread through my bodily organs.
पास्ट को भूलना है.
वी हैव टू फॉरगेट द पास्ट.
हर प्रेजेंट पास्ट होता जाता है प्रतिपल.
एवरी प्रेजेंट बिकम्स द पास्ट.
कौन नहीं भूल पाते.
हु आर अनएबल टू फॉरगेट इट.
क्यों पास्ट गहरी जड़ें जमाता है.
व्हाई एवरीवन रिमेंबर्स अबाउट द पास्ट.
मुक्त हों.
how we can get liberated from it. We have to think very deeply because the present is becoming past. A human being who is very sensitive, very delicate, a human being who thinks a lot in very simple manner, the one who gets instant feeling, he will accept each and everything very instantly, becomes more sensitive and delicate, and everything is printed in the inner mind. Maybe last 50 years, 20 years, 30 years, whatever have been gone through the life, that is all remembered. Because there are many kinds of expectations in the mind. If anybody says something, we become sorrowful, we become unhappy, we are tensed. And this is called sensitivity. And that human being will have the imprint of everything which is the past. And he will not allow himself to attain blessings. He cannot become yogyukt. And so now you all can pay attention. The one whose mind is very sensitive, the one who thinks a lot, and nowadays the mind has become very negative. There are few Brahmins and there are also non-Brahmins, many who have negative thinking. They have to think that past is never forgotten by them. Any incident takes place. And the one who remains in their self-respect, the one who are yogyukt, they can delete the negativity simultaneously. We have to forget everything simultaneously. Sometimes the memory card is full in the mobile and sometimes we need to delete something in order to have the space. So we have filled many things about the past. We have to delete it so that we can imbibe Baba's knowledge. We can attain his love, his peace, his happiness. It isn't that we use a button, we press it and it becomes deleted. But one button we have to press, that is the button of elevated thinking, elevated self-respect. In one Shiv Jayanti function, Baba had made us to remember the five forms. And when we remember the five forms, we will forget our past. So it was a very deep Baba's version. With elevated thinking, we can forget the past. The past will become forgettable. And so, we have to put this in our inner mind to stabilize ourselves in the self-respect. I will remind you about two, four self-respect. One is, I am a great soul. We have to accept this truth. We are all great souls who are sitting here. Are there any gathering in the outside world where 20,000 people are sitting together? Previously in Dadi's program, there was one writer, Prem Prakash Vedik, who had come and he was saying in the gathering, there is a lot of surprise in Brahma Kumari's organization. 50,000 Brahma Kumaris are sitting in one gathering, but they maintain so much of silence. So I have to consider myself to be a great soul. I am a great soul. I have to accept this in order to forget the past. We should all have this beautiful practice. every day early in the morning, we have to give to ourselves great thinking. The eyes are opened. I many a time speak this in the class. Once again you will listen. As soon as you open your eyes, you will have to make your mind blissful. If you think that I'll become fresh and then I'll sit in meditation, half an hour, that experience will take you far away. As soon as you open your eyes, you start saying thanks to Baba. As you open your eyes, you have to start remembering about the godly treasures which you have received. And when you remember those things, you can freshen up your bodies. And you also have to apply tilak of elevated thoughts. I am a great soul. So from the inner mind, I will have to think that no one is fortunate like me. Let the inner mind start dancing. I am a victorious jewel. I am a world benefactor. Let us keep with ourselves 10 to 12 self-respect. Remember this every day, and the subconscious mind awakens itself, and it will be printed in the inner mind. All the past negativity, wasteful thinking will be destroyed. So once again we will move towards a very beautiful experience. I am a sparkling jewel seated in the center of the forehead.
Master Sarvashaktivan.
I am a master's almighty authority. A very beautiful practice. From me, the powers of red rays are being spread onto the entire body of mine, into the world.
और अंतर मन में subconscious mind में जो भी negativity है बुरा
and all the negativities, the bad, the past which is there in the inner mind, in the subconscious mind, that has to be deleted. I now have to realize the rays of power and purity is being spread within myself.
सभी को ये मालूम रहे जो सुंदर संकल्प हम करते हैं
everyone should know whatever beautiful thoughts we create
बिल्कुल deeply
not in a gross form but I am this then the same vibrations emit from the soul it goes to the brain and it is spread through the entire body and it creates the genes and it affects the health. So everyone will have a very beautiful practice of this. The one which is present will become past tomorrow. Every day is present becomes the past. We have to make our past great. All brothers and sisters, in order to become a true yogi, you have to make your mind light. Some do have the habit of making the mind heavy. Little tension, the mind becomes heavy. If anybody says anything, even a small thing, even it is not of one anna, even we lose our happiness. And this is the sanskar of making ourselves heavy. And so we have to make ourselves light. We have to perform each and every task very lightly. And from today, the mothers will practice this. You're cooking food at home, you will be very light. If there is any loss, anything waste, we have to take every situation very lightly. The situations will itself become light. In the year 1971, Baba has said, if you remain light, the situations will also become light. If you remain light, your illness will also become light. You will become light with your contacts and relationships. We are all knowledgeable souls. We have to know how to remain light. We all have the knowledge of the karma philosophy. If we ourselves become heavy, then who will make the worldly people light? So there are many worldly people, those who don't have this knowledge. But they are very happy. Even after coming to this knowledge, the one who don't have any money, but still they remain very happy. They make their mentality very strong. So we have to pay a lot of attention towards this dharana. We have to remain very light. I would like to tell those brothers and sisters, those who have the interest to do something great in their life. Everyone do come to Baba. Some take something and they become content. If some attain peace, they become content. But amongst us, there are few souls who are sitting here, who have the thought that we have received God's companion. He has come to give us everything. And so we will take everything from him and leave. So you are all sitting here. Brother Mohan is sitting here. Brother Jagmohan. He always has the thought, God is being content with me. He is giving me the blessing. We have to fill ourselves with that power so that in the coming days we can help many human beings of the world. There are many social workers in the world. They help in other ways. But whatever help we have to give to the human beings will be the real help. We have to liberate everyone from fear, tension, unhappiness, and these things will day by day increase. The souls who are stumbling will also increase. There is untimely death, there is suicide cases. We have to protect others from all these things. And for that, we have to make ourselves very powerful. So whoever have this thought that I want to perform very great, great task in the coming days, then beforehand Baba has said everything, whatever happened in the beginning will take place in the end. In the beginning, many had many visions, and in the end, there will be many visions taking place. The one who wants to perform great task, they have to make others to grant visions. So we have to be able to make others meet Baba. We have to enable others to receive their inheritance from Baba. We have to protect others. We have to protect others from sufferings, from unhappiness, because Baba many a times have said, there will be the mountain of unhappiness being falling. Even in the world outside, the destruction, the preparation for destruction is taking place with full force. Personally, and there is many destructions which is taking place within oneself.
महान कार्यों की भी तैयारी करनी है.
एंड वी ग्रेट सोल्स हैव टू गेट रेडी फॉर द ग्रेट टास्क ऑफ एस्टैब्लिशमेंट.
बहुत थोड़ा सा समय इस तैयारी का बचा है.
सो ओनली अ शॉर्ट पीरियड ऑफ टाइम इज लेफ्ट फॉर आवर प्रिपरेशन.
अपने को चारों ओर से मुक्त करके
वी हैव टू लिबरेट आवरसेल्फ फ्रॉम ऑल साइड्स. वी ओनली हैव टू रिमेन योगयुक्त.
सोच लें जिनको भी ये लक्ष्य है.
So think, whoever have the same, have to get liberated from everything. Whoever becomes obstructions in our spiritual progress, we will keep it aside and we will keep an aim that I have to become this. And for that, there should be a very beautiful practice of yoga, very good purity. We have to fill ourselves with all powers. I was speaking about self-respect. We are master almighty authorities. And with this thought, even the thoughts which are slept will become awakened. Our mind becomes powerful. We will be worthy to attain all the blessings. So think, I'm telling you once again, those brothers and sisters who want to perform elevated task or elevated effort, because the new ones who come, they ask, can I become the beads of the rosary in 108? But Baba openly have said, until the end, some seat will be kept vacant. Even now 2-3 seats are vacant. Anybody can run fast and can take that full chance. So that do not say, Baba, that I had come late and I didn't get a chance. So every day we have to give little time to ourselves, and we have to talk to ourselves, and we have to prepare ourselves. So now we will have a very beautiful practice, and before that, if you have the birthday of your children, you give gifts, and even we will today talk about the gifts. What the mothers do, they also place their hand on the head of the children with a lot of love. So I would add one more thing with this. Early in the morning, the children will come to you and bow down to you, and you say, and they say good morning to you, and you place your hand on their head. And today 3 times we have to imagine that Baba is placing his hand on my head. And every day early in the morning I have to go to the subtle world and feel that Baba's hand is being placed on my head with lot of love, and Baba is giving me the blessing. Child, always be happy. And at the time of the Murli, and every day in the end of the Murli, Baba gives the love and remembrance. Baba says, spiritual father gives namaste to the spiritual children, and even we say spiritual children says namaste to the spiritual father, and at that time we will feel that Baba has placed his hand on my head and giving me blessing. And at the time of sleeping at night, we say good night Baba, and Baba once again is placing his hand on my head. And Baba said 2 days previously that Baba is a blotting paper. Baba places his hand on my head, and all tensions is pulled through that blotting paper. So today we also have our birthday, and we will imagine that Baba is placing his hand on my head. We will once again move towards the subtle region. I am above the sky.
ये सूक्ष्म लोक सामने बाप
दादा. I am in the subtle world and in front of me is my beloved बाप दादा. And in the body of Brahma, the sparkling bright star, Shiv Baba. A very divine and red light rays are spread through me.
अब बाबा हमें हमारे इस अलौकिक बर्थडे की बधाई देते हुए.
Now Baba is giving greetings on our alaukik birthday.
बाबा ने अपना हाथ हमारे.
Baba has placed his hand on our head.
फील करें बाबा का हाथ.
We will now feel that Baba's hand is being placed on my head and it is God's hand, the hand of the Supreme Sadguru.
उनके हाथ से बहुत पावरफुल सुखद वाइब्रेशन.
From his hand, a very peaceful and powerful vibrations are being spread throughout my whole body.
और अब हम बाबा को उनके इस डिवाइन बर्थडे की बधाई दे दें.
एंड नाउ वी विल गिव ग्रीटिंग्स ऑन हिज डिवाइन बर्थडे विथ लॉट ऑफ लव.
और अब हम दोनों गले मिल गए.
And now we both are embracing one another.
और सोख लिए हैं हमारे सब दुख दर्द विकार.
And he has pulled all our unhappiness and sorrow things.
रोज गले मिल लिया करें बाबा से.
एवरी डे वी हैव टू एम्ब्रेस बाबा एंड वी हैव टू टेक ऑल हैप्पीनेस फ्रॉम बाबा बिकॉज बाबा इज द फर्स्ट क्लास ब्लॉटिंग पेपर एंड ही विल रिमूव एंड इरेज ऑल अवर अनहैप्पीनेस एंड सॉरो. एंड एज सून एज वी एम्ब्रेस बाबा वी बिकम लाइट एंड ऑल अवर इलनेसेस विल बी इरेज. And there was one person, his urine was completely stopped and he remembered Baba with lot of love. And after a moment, he started sleeping, he was asleep and he imagined for himself that Baba came and embraced him and he was relieved from his illness. So we have to experience Baba's touching. Even a sage and a saint place his hand on anyone's head, we feel that we have received so much of blessing. We have been relieved from all pain and tension. So on this day, people keep fasting and people stay awake the whole night. Now we all brothers and sisters have to keep fasting and we have to give all our weak parts to Baba and Baba will fill power in that place. We have found God. Just as Baba spoke yesterday, Baba, whatever you give the order. Even in front of the kings, everyone would say, as per your order. So Baba, whatever your orders are. And when children obey Baba's order, Baba becomes very pleased with those children. we were following the dictates of our own mind and the dictates of human beings. But today we have to keep a fasting that I will have to become completely pure and fulfill Baba's hopes. So the one who have come for the first time, will you all practice this? Will you all like it? So whatever weaknesses you may be having within yourself, whatever bitterness is there in your life, whoever is having any ego, anger, feeling, who have the habit of remaining tensed, who have the sanskar of negative thinking, now we have to keep fasting about all these things. Baba once said, human beings, they sacrifice the sheep. But what was the wrong thing which was done by the sheep? The sheep was saying, I, so it was sacrificed. So now we have to sacrifice this ego. And this ego and arrogance has become a poison in human beings' life. So now, when we sit here in Baba's remembrance, and nowadays Baba comes very quickly and directly, and as soon as Baba comes, we take drishti from Baba and we keep whatever fasting we have kept in front of Baba. Baba will accept that. And this is Baba's promise. Every day early in the morning, you will have to keep those thoughts in front of Baba. And Baba's promise is that Baba will continue to give you power in order to fulfill that fasting. So we always have to remember that I am a great soul. And we have the power to remove all the weaknesses. And Baba will give the power to remove all the weaknesses. But we should have the determined interest to transform ourselves. Let there be determination with which the power becomes activated and everything becomes easy for us. Baba will give us gift and we also will give gift to Baba. Even on the path of devotion we gave gift to Baba. We will give a very beautiful thought to Baba as a gift that Baba, we will become equal to you and we will reveal you in front of the world and we will glorify your name. We will bring peace and happiness in every home and we will imbibe the divinity in our life and through our drishti that everyone will experience happiness. So today we will give this beautiful gift to Baba. Many things are offered on the path of devotion, but those physical things we don't offer now to Baba. But we will have to offer all these subtle things to Baba. So now, we will now give a very beautiful gift to Baba. From now, we will create a beautiful thought to ourselves. We should have some determined, enthusiastic thoughts. We will sit in His vibrations for a very long time, no matter where you are sitting. Baba's drishti will fall on everyone. And so, no one think that I am sitting in the gallery, I am sitting in the corner. But Baba's eyes can see each and everyone who are sitting in the world outside. When Baba comes and when Baba gives drishti, that 10-15 minutes is a very beautiful moment. And His vibrations will fill this entire hall with power. And so, we will all sit in this thought that I am the Master, Son of Knowledge, having the connection with the Son of Knowledge, receiving all the power from Baba, and I will experience that energy within myself. And with this thought, we will sit with happiness. And when Baba comes, even at that time, we will create beautiful thoughts. We get happiness through creating beautiful thoughts. As who is coming today? The one whom we were searching for birth after birth, he will now come and sit in front of us. The one who loves us so much, he is coming today. The one who will give blessings, he will come today. Even on the path of devotion, who used to help us, he is coming today. So these are beautiful thoughts. The more beautiful thoughts, the more thoughts we bring within ourselves with intoxication, yoga becomes very good. And when Baba comes, we will have thoughts of intoxication and take drishti from Baba. And we will satisfy ourselves with Baba's drishti, with Sadguru's drishti. I will consider myself to be very fortunate one. I am seeing God with my own eyes. And the fortune of mine will become elevated. And we will sit with this beautiful thought. Is it okay? Is it clear? And for every day we will remember, the more beautiful thoughts we create in our mind, maybe the thoughts of happiness, the thoughts of intoxication, the thoughts of fortune, the more there will be the increase of the power of concentration. The mind will stumble of those, the one who don't give beautiful thoughts to their mind. The one who learns to create beautiful thoughts in the mind becomes concentrated, the mind becomes focused, then Baba will speak the versions, Baba will speak the words of blessings and the words of happiness on today's day, because today is the birthday of both, and when Baba is speaking the Murli, at that time we will do two things. God is talking to us. We will stay in this bliss. And we will accept each and everything whatever He says within ourselves. It isn't that He's saying something and I'm just listening. No. I will have to enjoy each and everything what Baba says. So when we both meet with one another, how will the vibrations turn into? The vibrations becomes very beautiful. So we will also continue to take Baba's energy. We will concentrate our mind with Baba. We will imbibe all His power within ourselves. And Baba is also offered a bhog. We will take the bliss of it. God is in front of me. It is a very beautiful moment for all of us, and this moment should become a memorial. And we will celebrate this birthday and give greetings to one another, and we will sit with this bliss. Om Shanti. We will now sit beneath Baba's rays of power.
चले एकाग्र होकर फिर से
आई नाउ वी विल फोकस आवर शक्तिवान आई एम मास्टर ऑलमाइटी अथॉरिटी वी विल सिट इन दिस गुड फीलिंग
और परम धाम में सर्वशक्तिवान ऐसा देखेंगे उन्हें
एंड वी विल लुक एट द
शक्तियों की
ऑलमाइटी अथॉरिटी इन द सुप्रीम अदोर इन सच अ वे दैट हिज पावर्स are fed in the entire supreme region.